Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 14. Steph is not with us tonight, but you have me, and you have Dustin, and you have Jeff. And that ought to be enough for you, damn it all. I'll start out the show thanking our Patreon producers and all of you out there who donate to the show. Patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You can go there and sign up at any level and have, well, except for the $1, be five and higher, to have access to our special Patreon shows that we do every week. The next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about Yellow Jackets, season two of the show Yellow Jackets. And we have fun talking about that show over there and all the delicious cannibalism that's going on. So again, that is patreon.com/Tim Andrews. I'd like to welcome our newest producer, Mr. Kevin Jackson, and wish him a belated happy anniversary to both he and his wife. He came in at the $25 level, which means he's entitled to get a printout of one of my doodles that I have. And I'll send you a link to that, Kevin, and also order one of our T-shirts from our T-shirt shop. And that's what you get when you're a $25 donor. And you also get some stickers, which, you know, we'll drop in the mail. Thank you to our other producers, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very much. And again, for more information about that, again, it's patreon.com/TimAndrews. Hey, if you're watching this video on YouTube, make sure that you like and subscribe. You don't have to turn on notifications. It comes out at the same time every week, every Saturday morning. And what else? But please leave us make sure you like that and share it with your friends if you think they'd enjoy the show. What else? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dustin, for getting the episode up. We have a Radio Labyrinth Presents, an interview show that is up and available right now to you. And you can check that out right now. It's on our audio feed. It's also on our YouTube feed. We have Ming Chen. Who else do we have, Jeff?
Brian O'Halloran.
Mm-hmm. And
Jeremy Long.
Jeremy Long.
That's right. It's the Huntsville Comic and Pop Culture Expo, April 21st through the 23rd. Of this year at the Von Braun Center, South Hall, Huntsville, Alabama. You can find out all the information, all the guests, all the panels, all the cool stuff that's going on by going to hsvexpo.com. And I believe Jeff will be there getting us all the fun, cool stuff on his phone, and then we'll do a recap, right?
Yeah. Are
you going to interview anybody when you're there?
Yeah, probably not. See what happens.
You can smack some people around. They have quite a lineup of people from Star Trek for sure. You have Gates McFadden and Brent Spiner, who are both in the most recent season 3 of Picard. William Shatner will be there, and John DeLancey will be there. Q, a whole bunch of people from Naruto, whatever that is. A whole bunch of guests. I don't know what it is. I know a lot of people like it, and I'm not besmirching it. But anyway, you can go to the website and check it out. I would like to go to this one because there's a ton of people that I wouldn't mind getting autographs from or meeting. I've never met Mick Foley. I'd like to meet him. Maybe he'll.
I'm going to go Saturday and spend the night over there if you want to go.
I won't be able to go, but I would like to. I can't bring Gil with me. He wouldn't have a good time. So, Brian O'Halloran, though, thanks for the retweet and getting it out to your fans as well. Night Patrol. We wanted to do kind of an homage to one of the weirdest comedy films. Not a good movie at all, but good because it's, I don't know, something I remember and I have a good nostalgic feel for it. It's called Night Patrol. And we were reaching out to different people. Jeff was doing the heavy lifting about that. As far as that goes, you reached out to Murray Langston, who ghosted you, right? He hasn't responded.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed reluctant at first. And then when I told him we were big fans of the movie and stuff, he kind of came around.
Yeah.
And seemed like he would be into it.
Right.
And then when he found out it was over Zoom, he decided he didn't want to do it.
Because he doesn't know how to do Zoom.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's an elder gentleman.
Now, what do you...
Didn't he do Zoom.
He would have done phone?
I don't know. I talked about the phone after, and
yeah,
now he's not responding.
Yeah, well, tell everybody why he's not responding.
Well,
he couldn't get it lined up. You went to another person.
Yeah, I went to Jackie Kong, the director of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get along, apparently.
And then Dustin told us about all the background about this. It was nuts, right? They like, I saw the message that Jeff wrote, a real nice message to Jackie Kong. And she wrote back something. What was, because he never showed up and he was doing this and that all the time?
Yeah.
And we had no idea, but Dustin, you knew about this. There was a controversy.
Well, I've been looking up just because you guys had mentioned the movie, and I watched it, and you are correct. It is not a good movie, but it is.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's funny. Yeah, it has funny parts, funny characters, and it's weird. It's and that was what threw me off, was the fact that it was too weird, and I didn't mean conceptually. I meant the way that it was edited and finished. There's overdubbing through a lot of it, and so I wanted to find out why they did it that way or what was the reason. And I was really just making questions, you know, for the interview. I was like, okay, this would be a cool idea, and then I found out that the reason was because the unknown comic had sued after the project was 99% complete and wanted out of it completely. He wanted his all of his jokes taken out, and anytime the unknown comic said something, he wanted it taken out as well. So they ended up overdubbing, and I guess Jackie did all this, you know, whole characters' voices. I mean, Pat Morita doesn't have a spoken line in the movie, nor does a few other people, because it's completely overdubbed. And the jokes, while they're interesting, they're not that funny. It's almost like it was that was my idea. It was an afterthought. It's like all of this seems like an editor trying to fix something. And then I found out that, yeah, with all the bad blood between the director and the star, and then it seems like now that bad blood is still there, you know, 40 years later.
Right.
So we kind of, like I was telling you guys, I think this would make a better documentary than it would make a podcast, to tell you the truth.
And Jackie Kong hasn't gotten back to you, right? Like, what's the last?
No, but I kind of left it up in the air for her to get back to us. I think maybe if you grab that comic book and check it out and we're into it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could.
Well, the comic just came out as well, so yeah. She may be, you know, dealing with
She's traveling and doing a lot of press and stuff, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But get that comic book, they're holding it for us at your comic book shop.
All right, send them a note that I'll get it tomorrow, because this weekend or this Friday I'm going to be, well, having had been at the radio station all day, since this comes out on Saturday. Speaking of which, the podcast this week, which is Saturdays at 7 p.m. on WSB, if you're in the Atlanta market, 95.5 FM, 7:50 a.m. If you don't live in the market, you can go to the WSB radio app and stream it, or get the podcast Monday.
You got a great guest this week. I don't know how you nailed them down.
Who, Autumn? Yeah, that was a tough get. and next week, it'll be Dr. Joe, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to get a bunch of people lined up. It's hard sometimes to book guests.
You got
to
have English Nick on when he gets out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be on. Yeah, and get well soon, man. It was weird. Monday morning, he said he had back pain, and then, you know, by 12:30, 1 o'clock, we'd found out that he was in the hospital, and they put a stent in, and now he's doing okay. So I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad it went well. Guess that's pretty routine surgery, you know, as opposed to open heart surgery, which isn't routine. So. There's news going around, and I don't know if it's confirmed or if it's a rumor, but they are taking the Harry Potter properties and they are putting them in, a TV show for HBO Max, I believe. That's where it's going to air. And so Warner Brothers is going to take these movies that were, I mean, they're 20 years old now, right? Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one came out 2007, 2006. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But they're going to take it and make a TV series out of it. So I don't understand why that's necessary other than money. And I think it would be cool if they put the adult actors in it, but they probably don't want to do it because they don't want to deal with, you know, the complainers, all the people that are mad at J.K. Rowling for no reason. And yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's a head scratcher for me. Why do this other than money? Is there something, is there a different way the story needs to be told? Because as far as I know, the films are pretty, pretty close to the books, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They just want more.
Yeah. They want a property that they can build a cornerstone of a new franchise on. And, you know, it's the only thing that hasn't been rebooted yet. So
it doesn't need to be rebooted. I mean, they have the special effects that are good because it's right, you know, when all those special effects started being, you know, used properly and to a great degree. I just don't understand why they have to rape Harry Potter. I mean, he's cute and all, but I thought it'd be fun to recast Harry Potter and see who would play some of these actors because, you know, it's going to be woke, you know. Maybe. I don't know. How do you make it woke? It was already woke. I don't get it. It's confusing the shit out of me. Help me. I don't know why. Why redo Harry Potter? You know, is there something that they left out? I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's going to be not Harry-centric. I think it's going to be more like 90210, like
okay,
a high school type show as opposed to following the story of just Harry.
I see. Okay. Well, let's have some fun recasting it. What do you say? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with Professor McGonagall, played by Maggie Smith in the films, Dame Maggie Smith. I suggest Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that'd work.
You think so? She would be good. She's a good actress. And, you know, she could probably do a British accent. And, yeah, so that's it for Professor McGonagall. Who else do we have? Hagrid. We have a good, and we'll get to this actress singer in a few minutes when we talk about The Mandalorian, but Hagrid, it's a natural. Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they never say in the books that Hagrid is a man, just Hagrid is a giant. So, Lizzo could play Hagrid. And I just mean they could, you know, shoot it from an angle and make her look taller than she really is. Who else do we have? Elliot Page could play Harry Potter. This, you know, the boy who was a girl who lived. Put the lightning bolt on her head.
No, it would be an earring in one ear.
Oh, yeah, an earring. So, gosh, who else do we have? Jeff, you said Hunter Schafer for Hermione. I don't know who Hunter Schafer is.
From Euphoria.
Yeah. Euphoria. Okay, yeah, that's the show I don't watch with all the slutty kids, right?
Yeah.
Andy Dick is Voldemort.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
You think? Maybe he'd be a better Filch.
Oh, better at? Oh, yeah.
So better Filch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, as Filch, the actor. And you had said Ian McKellen is Dumbledore, but that's too on the nose.
Yeah, it's a little...
And I think you meant to say Idris Elba. I mean, we got to cast this for modern audiences, right?
Eddie Izzard.
Oh, that's right. Eddie Izzard would be the best. I guess Idris Elba could play Ron Weasley. Who would play Ron Weasley? I don't know any young actors. So, you know, all the actors.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran. There you go. He could play all. You know what? Ed Sheeran should play every Weasley. Every single one of them.
Yeah, they just Monty Python on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even need to do the Monty Python thing. They could just use CGI and make his face. You know what I mean? And he could play every single one of them. So we have Hermione. We have Harry Potter. We have Ron. Ron, again, is a Weasley. So all the Weasleys, even Ginny, are being played by Ed Sheeran. Uncle Vernon. I don't know who would play Uncle Vernon. I guess anybody could play that role. Dobby. Dobby could just be Dobby again.
Theo Vaughn needs to play Dobby.
We go out there in the house elves. He carved a female into the tree, and we just go out there and look at our dirty house elf magazines and stuff. I like the Ovans podcast a lot, but Jeff got me turned on to Harlan Williams, so I'm listening to all those again because every episode is different. A lot of fun. How about Snape? Who would play Snape?
Brad Harrison from, I think it should leave with Tim Robinson.
Yeah, there you go. She could do a defense against the dirty tables. we didn't put enough thought into this. I didn't anyway.
Unless Danny DeVito needs to play every troll in Gringotts.
Yes, every troll in Gringotts is Danny DeVito. I mean, that's the way they could save money and also make it.
Just use his Nightman costume from It's Always Sunny and he'd be all right.
Yes. Warwick Davis. They'll have to bring him back, right, to play Professor Flitwick.
No, that's what they ought to do. They ought to make Warwick Davis Hagrid.
That would
but you fun. Yeah, do the Marvel thing where when they fixed Thor's hammer and they made what's his name a giant instead of a little person.
Yeah, why not? With
perspective, just make because you can't use Vern Troyer, he's passed RIP, but
yeah,
I think Warwick Davis can handle that one pretty good.
Well, Warwick Davis doesn't have anything going on now that the show's been canceled.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like the show did, or when it got canceled?
No, the show was good.
Why was it canceled then?
I don't know. Money.
Nobody watched it. All right. What else is going on? There's a sequel now coming out called Maxine, which is a sequel to X. I still have yet to watch the prequel, but I'm going to when it's available to stream. But they have added a whole bunch of people to the cast. You got Kevin Bacon. Giancarlo Esposito will be in the show, or in the movie. Moses Sumney, Elizabeth Debicki, Michelle Monaghan, Bobby Cannavale, Lily Collins. So yeah, it's like a big cast. It's really blowing up, this movie. So this girl is like a scream queen now, right? Mia Goth.
Yeah.
Mia Goth.
Of scream queen or pigeonhole. I don't know. It's still yet to be seen. I mean, she's good, yes, but I mean.
You said the prequel's good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pearl's good, but. And she's really good at dual roles and playing off of, look-alike off camera for herself. But what, 18-month period of making these movies, and then she's
right.
Considered a scream queen. But I'd like to see her do something else, personally.
It's not the typical scream queen 70s, 80s type of thing either, where she's just some co-ed running around. She's, doing different roles and things like that. So, yeah, what else is in the news? Blue Beetle, that's coming out. Blue Beetle. Who owns that? Disney?
DC? No, it's DC.
DC.
That's one of the old, it's one of the original golden era of DC characters.
Right. And who's playing the Blue Beetle?
A kid from Cobra Kai.
Zolo Maridueña.
Yeah, they filmed it here in Covington.
They did?
Yep. They filmed it last...
Hey, I'm the Blue Beetle. I live in Covington, Georgia.
Have you seen the previews, though? Like, everything looks like it's this fictional city that's on the coast.
Really?
I'm like, where'd you get all those damn palm trees?
Did they go eat an Atlanta pizza in Euro?
Yeah. Well, I think they got one of the studios, the Three Ring Studios here in town. There's like six active studios in that complex, and I think they had all of them for about 6 months.
Is this going to disrupt the canon that was Electric Company's Blue Beetle?
The Blue Beetle. It's not going to be canon, though, because this was... It was made before James Gunn took over.
But James Gunn likes this movie so much that it is his, it's his distinction, but this is the first movie in his DC universe. So it's going to be canon.
Yeah.
All right. Which is weird. Why would you base the first movie on one you didn't make? But, it must be good.
It looks pretty cool.
And the trailer looks really good. I like Blue Beetle. The Blue Beetle.
I can't get it. I can't get the Electric Company guy out of my head. You can find that and drop it.
He's kind of like DC's Iron Man.
Yeah. He hung out with Booster Gold a lot.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Booster Gold getting a movie. I thought that was...
They're supposed to be working on that.
Or at least a TV show. DC has a lot of characters that deserve exploration, especially if they're not going to be stupid like...
Marvel. And Gunn's the perfect person for it because he likes pulling out those odd, those B and C list characters and bringing them up to the forefront, which is nice.
Hey, everybody, we have a new video from Sly. Sly Talkin' is the name of the video. Of course, that's our good buddy, Mark Schrenkel from I Am Shauna Ray. You can check out all sorts of fun stuff on whobuddies.com. That's whobuddiez.com. And you can follow Mark at On This Day Cartoons on Instagram. Use the hashtag Mark Schrenkel. That's Mark, MarkSchranKel. Check out the video of Sly having a little hospital mishap.
It's time for Sly Talking. Ain't telling you lies.
Never lie to you. Okay, never lie.
He's got your beat.
My eyes do droop a little bit. Got me coming, huh?
Don't speak too good.
I don't speak too good. Absolutely, I don't.
He's misunderstood.
What? Hey, yo, how's it going? It's me, Sly. I'm here in the hospital after my scientific experiment and my encounter with a coked-up bear. Well, I'm laying here thinking about the movies I want to do. I've got, the kid that's going through my mind. You know, Purple Rain. And now also, I'm really working on Killer Whale. And, while I'm laying in here, I'm noticing that this is kind of interesting. They got buttons here for everything. There's a button here, I push it, and nurse comes. Push another button, TV turns on. Push another button, the beeping starts. And I've got this other button here. I haven't pushed it yet. I'm going to push it now. And let's see what happens, all right? I'm all right. Talk to you soon.
He's misunderstood.
What?
Thank you, Mark. Even though you had surgery, you still had time to make a video. And
from the hospital.
Yes, I know.
I imagine them going into the room and there's two beds, one with Mark and one with Sly.
How you doing? So thanks again for that video. Again, everybody follow Mark at On This Day Cartoons on Instagram, and also check out whobuddies.com. That's WHOBUDDIEZ.com.
And watch I Am Shauna Ray on TLC On Demand.
And if you do watch it already and you like it, make sure you let them know you want another season. Say, hey, TLC, we want more. More. You know what I want more of? Pizza. I haven't had it in a long time. I need to make my way out there to get some. I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longtime sponsor. And thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Join APG for their weekly Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. and enjoy all 16 draft beer taps available, plus 40 other beers to choose from in bottles and cans, with a strong focus on Georgia and Southeastern craft breweries. Atlanta Pizza in Euro serves the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are, family-friendly atmosphere. I want to go in there wearing short shorts and no shirt. Come as you are, you can't throw me out. Maybe. I don't know. Dine in and takeout available. Limited delivery is also available via Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. And the Hannity Express. Sean Hannity will bring you the food. Now, if you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday noon to 9, closed on Sundays. And while we're talking about sponsors, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
But what are you watching?
What's watching there?
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
What are you watching?
All right, did everybody watch The Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 6?
I did.
I did not. I'm still behind, but it's okay to go ahead and spoil if you need to, because I'm going to watch it right when we get done.
All right. Well, first of all, Din Djarin is no longer the main character, and that's fine, because it could be any Mandalorian. The name of the show is Mandalorian, not Din. It was a nice one-off episode, a little bit of fun, I think they had. Stunt casting. There was, earlier in the day at work, I was looking at social media after the show dropped, and people were bitching about it. They were showing screen grabs of some of the guest stars. Now, the guest stars are Lizzo, Jack Black, and Christopher Lloyd. And immediately, you know, the haters are like, this sucks. I can't believe the blah, 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 blah. So I reserved judgment till I got home. I watched the episode, and I thought they were great. I thought the Christopher Lloyd character was interesting and good for a one-off episode, because you're not going to see him again. And I thought Jack Black was good, and I thought Lizzo was good. So I don't understand. The plot, really, without ruining it for Dustin, was they go to this city that is a planet in the Outer Rim, and they used to be under Imperial control, and Jack Black is a rehabilitated Imperial leader, you know, captain or whatever in the Empire. And Lizzo is the queen of this planet, and it's become a pure democracy. And they're sort of, in a way, making fun of the current generation of people who don't want to work, because nobody in this city works. The droids do everything.
And the droids were worried that humans were going to take their jobs.
Yeah, that's funny.
Some areas.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of social commentary in this episode that's really, really funny, and they're not beating you over the head with it. I mean, it's nuanced. You got to pay attention. So if you see a lot of these people, these critics, and I follow a lot of these guys, and some of them I still watch, most of them I don't, because it's just all negative garbage. If I don't like something, I'll just bitch about it here. But the season, I think, has been a little disjointed, and it had, you know, thanks to Dustin and some of these YouTube videos I watch, I understand some of the things that are going on, because there's characters in these episodes that, if you're not familiar with the overall Star Wars universe, and I'm talking about the comic books and the video games and stuff, and especially the animated stuff, Rebels and Clone Wars, you're kind of lost, because they never really explain or go in depth about Bo-Katan. So you really have to know those things. But I thought that the characters were good, and again, it was a good one-off episode. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I mean, I think a lot of the stuff that they're bringing back from, like, Rebels and stuff like that is fan service stuff. They're cherry picking what they're pulling out of there real carefully. I think to the point that, like, Ahsoka, I think that series, when it comes out, is going to bridge those storylines without having to spoon feed you all this information that you already know. Like, having Zeb show up in the last episode,
that was a gar. Yeah.
Yeah, it was neat. I mean, no one knew what happened to him, you know, after Clone Wars. So, I mean, to see that he's a pilot now and he's working for an establishment of any kind, is kind of neat. But, stuff like that's kind of cool. But again, I think with all this stuff, let him finish, you know, let him, you know, wait till they've finished, before, you know, tearing into something, because it's all there for a purpose.
And the overall plot of this episode, of course, is that they're going to this planet because she wants to get her fleet back and take them back to, the Mandalorians who still wear the helmets, you know, bringing everybody together. And of course, you know, she said this in an earlier episode, that the people she was leading don't like her anymore because she didn't have the black saber. And I'll leave it at that in case you haven't seen it.
The dark saber.
Whatever, the dark saber. It's just this lightsaber that's black. I would like to see, before they wrap everything up, you know, maybe push everything into a new series or movies and things like that, but go back to the first season feel of Mandalorian. I really like that a lot, and I'd like to see more of just him and Grogu solving things, crises, and running errands and stuff like that. I think that was cooler. But again, this wasn't a bad episode. So if you see people pissed off and complaining about it, just watch the thing and then make up your mind after you watched it. I don't like Jack Black. And I thought he was
Christopher Lloyd has been in both Star Wars and Star Trek now.
Billy, who do you play in Star Trek? Oh, he was a Klingon.
Yeah, Klingon commander, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That old comedian. You don't want to give me the... Was that Maurice LaMarche?
Yeah.
You don't want to give me the Genesis device? Okie doke. I didn't really watch a terrible lot of things. I'm behind. I haven't watched Lucky Hank yet. That's on my list for tonight. That show I really like. I'm not skipping it on purpose. I just haven't watched it yet. But I thought the last Star Trek was really good too. The last episode of Picard. Now, by the time this comes out, a new episode will have been released. But I just love it. I just love it. And I want to thank whoever made it for, you know, really giving it a true next generation vibe, while also sprinkling in enough of, you know, modern Trek to make it enjoyable to both audiences. I just think
it's the same guy that's been making it all along.
Who?
I don't know what his name is, but.
Well, somebody got in his ear because the first two seasons were shit. And this.
Right. They were leading up to this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they got out of his ear. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
This whole season's fan service. It may be leading to a weird conclusion. Who knows? But I couldn't even finish the second season because it's just like, what? Okay. I get it. Cool elements, this and that. But this season's really for fans of TNG the most. And also Deep Space Nine, because there's a lot of that in there too. And, you know, the Dominion War and the, it's really good. There's a lot. I have to watch the recap videos, you know, every time an episode drops because I don't want to have missed anything, if that makes any sense.
Plate views.
Or.
You can snooze.
Last week was Unstable, which I started watching. It's pretty funny. That's the Rob Lowe and his son show on Netflix. Murder Mystery 2, which I haven't got to yet, and Tetris, which I'm probably not going to watch.
I saw the trailer for Tetris. It looks good, but okay.
Yeah, people are saying it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I like the Tetris game, but I don't really care enough about the origin story and all that to watch a fictionalized movie about the
I'd rather see a real documentary on it than fictionalize it.
Right.
That was last week. All right. This week, Beef starts on Netflix.
Is that about a strip club in Canada?
Steven Yeun and Ali Wong. It's a dark comedy where they get involved in some kind of road rage incident. She's a successful entrepreneur, and he's like a down on his luck, struggling contractor or something.
Uh-huh.
It looks pretty funny.
Looks like in the trailer, like a pared down version of Crash. Remember?
Yeah.
Crash.
Everything occurred to Crash. Mm-hmm. All the storylines.
That's probably.
I'm gonna watch it. I like Steven Yeun.
That's a snooze for
Walking Dead. Dustin, you gotta watch it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, Rise of the Pink Ladies. Tim, your wife's going to make you watch this one.
She already talked about it tonight and I laughed at her. And I
said,
watching that. And I said, I won't make fun of it though or try to ruin it for you at all because I know you love Grease, but I have no interest in that.
Hey, yep. You're going to have to watch it.
Nope.
Starts this week on Paramount Plus.
That is a gigantic snooze for me.
Yeah, it's a snooze for me too. I don't like any of those. I never liked any of the live versions of anything they did. Yeah, any kind in rehashing something like that. I care. I got all the story in the movie. I don't need to know where shit came from.
I like Grease. I like Grease 2, and I like Vape the Musical. That's as much as I as far as Grease goes.
All right. And then number three starts on Freebie this week called Jury Duty. Have you heard about this?
Pauly Shore.
No, I wish it was Pauly Shore.
James.
James Marsden's in it, and it's everybody's an actor except one person who thinks he's really serving jury duty.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
It's the Jury Schmo Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a real thing or is it fake? It says
it's a mockumentary, like where the one person has no idea.
Okay.
But everybody else is an actor, and the guy thinks he's really doing jury duty.
Did you ever see the Joe Schmo Show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing, except probably not funny.
Yeah. I'll check that one out. That'll be of use for me.
Yeah, it's on Freebie. It looks good.
One thing before we do our staff picks, there's stuff you guys want us to talk about. Post it in the Radio Shack. Post it in the regular Facebook page. Tweet us. Put it on Instagram so we can do that for you, because we really would like to get up our Patreon numbers so we can continue doing the show. We love doing it. We like chatting and we want to do it, you know, so, you know, we like fan service and the stuff we watch. Let us know the things you want to talk about. Now, Brett from LDI Repro Printing was the one who gave us the idea to do the Night Patrol. Something I've been wanting to do as well. And hopefully we can get around to it. We just want to get one of those guests. Who is the other person you were talking to, Jeff? Did you put a note in there about?
Nah, I don't want to spoil it because I haven't heard anything back, but somebody that knows a lot about movies and independent film.
Oh, so you asked this person, what did they say?
I haven't heard back yet. I'm sure they're busy right now.
I thought he usually gets back to you when you talk to him.
Yeah, he does. That's why I'm saying he must be busy.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah, that would make it the ultimate, because this person knows a lot, like everything about indie and underground and weird and fantastical film. So hopefully we can get them. All right, I'll shut up about it. But yeah, let us know things you want to talk about so we can service you guys and have a laugh while we're doing it. My staff pick this week is the new Metallica album. I can't go to this. I would love to go to this. On April 13th, their entire album, 72 Seasons, will be played in full in cinemas all over the world. It's their 11th studio album. I've listened. They've been dropping tracks, I think, once a week. And
I'm just going to download it off Napster.
Yeah, that's true. If you have the time, you can go
get it. LimeWire?
Yeah, LimeWire, and get all the viruses that come with it. Anyway, yeah, their new album. And they're going to premiere it all with music videos and band commentary. That would be kind of cool to see. But it is, if you like Metallica and you like old Metallica, this is a good album so far. So, yes, that's my staff pick.
Mine is just Ben Affleck on Smartless. He's out promoting that Nike movie that him and Matt Damon are doing.
That looks good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. But he's funny on there with those Smartless guys.
Mm-hmm. I've got one. I started watching it. I only watched one episode, but it's kind of a cool show. It's called Brain Dogs on HBO Max. It reminds me of Shameless as far as how it follows a kind of a broken family, like a mother and a daughter. And they have one friend that kind of hangs around with them, but it kind of follows them around. They're homeless, and so they're kind of trying to find a place to live. And it's not very deep, but it's really real. I mean, so it's kind of the things that pop up in the show are things that would pop up in real life, as opposed to things that are written into a show to make, you know, an event. You know, these are, you know, just trying to get food, or, you know, trying to find a place to have your daughter safe for the night. It's kind of funny, like Shameless. So it kind of has those moments where it's funny, but at the same time, you can turn around and, you know, make your jaw hit the floor
right
at the same time. So it's on HBO Max. I think it's like 10 episodes, and it just started a few weeks back. So there's like six out right now, or five out right now.
Cool.
Yeah,
Round Dogs
on HBO.
Also wanted to recommend, and this isn't a step pick, it's a recommendation. Our friend Roby Neely has a YouTube channel called Chatting with Daddy. I think you should check that out. Just go to YouTube and type in Chatting with Daddy, and you can watch Roby and his son Corwin just talk about stuff that's going on. It's fun. Check it out. Someday when Gilbert's old enough, I might do Chatting with Gilbert. Right now, all he says is cars.
Car talk.
With awkward cars.
Click and clack car talk. It's that show. They still play it. Those guys are dead. Nothing to report from Barkville. Hopefully Steph will be back next week. What else? Anything else that we missed?
I want to see more of you servicing our listeners, though.
I'd love to service each and every one. Open
topless with shorts on. Behind the glory hole.
Yeah. Well, there's no glory hole there anymore. He cemented them up. He said, no more glory holes. People were upset with my shortcomings. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to check out everything that we have and keep it canon.
Yeah, keep it canon.